down.
There was a firefight!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode number 31. Hooray!
Woo!
Yay.
All right. That'll do. I am Tim.
I'm Leander.
And with us today is...
Ryan.
Ryan Young. The yeah, Ryan
the
Young.
The Ryan Young.
The only Ryan
At
Young.
The young Ryan. At That's the Ryan guy.
On the Twitter.
On those Twitter machines.
Still podcasting, right?
Still podcasting. Ryan Hates Movies. Did one today, in
Whoa.
Fact. Before I came here, today is a double what? Podcast day.
Double
Holy
day!
Crap.
Next week, I'm going to be on a podcast about hockey.
Whoa.
And the best thing about that is that I don't know anything about hockey.
Just, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, just watch hockey movies.
Well, I'm making a list. I'm currently making a list of things I know about hockey.
Yes.
And it's it's the 17th most popular sport in America.
Oh, all right.
Interesting.
Okay.
It's the second most popular sport in Canada behind curling.
Really?
And ducks fly together.
Interesting. Is this information from like an old encyclopedia you found?
No.
From like 1986?
No,
I feel like
stuff,
that's all wrong.
It's all stuff that I made up except for the Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other stuff I made up. But I'm trying to get a whole list of things I know about hockey.
All right. Sounds like a plan. I wish you luck.
If yes. you have any suggestions, let me know. I'm talking to you guys right now.
Not yes, you listeners out there.
Don't write no suggestions.
Facebook us suggestions for Ryan about the hockey.
Things
doesn't know
about
shit.
Hockey.
Hockey.
What do you? What's this podcast about that you're going to be on?
It's about hockey. A comedian.
Well, yes, thank you.
A comedian.
Leander, you're so dense. It's about hockey.
I said that already. Cool. Pay attention. Of a comedian friend of mine, he does a podcast about hockey, and he's making the rounds, getting other comedians on there, and he asked me, and I was like, all right. And he said, you don't have to know anything. So,
all right.
Yeah. We're going to watch a game.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Hockey's fun.
I do like enjoy watching hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I went to one. I didn't think it was as fun.
Because you're cold.
Yeah. But looking at it on TV, I felt a lot warmer.
Nice. Nice. It warmed your heart.
It is fun to watch. It's hard to follow the puck. So that's the
yeah,
only thing,
that's thing
I don't like. But hockey's fun.
Great.
Good. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Do you know the site and the name of it?
Oh, it's called Broad Street Bullies.
Of course it is.
Right. It's a Flyers podcast. Yeah. And that's what it's called. I don't know the website, but you can find it on your usual...
Just Google the Broad Street Bullies. You're going to learn a lot about 70s Philadelphia
yeah,
hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe this podcast.
Right. Just put podcast at the end of that, and you're more likely to
exactly.
figure it
there
out.
There you go. See, you guys know how to Google. You don't.
We're Googling champs.
I've done stuff.
Wow. I don't know what that means. I'm sure it involves Steven Sajic, though.
It likely does.
We just Googled him before the podcast.
We did just
so
Google
we
him. Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you can find us on YouTube, and capesandscalespodcast.com is our website. We're on all the podcasting apps. You can email us, capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. And we would like to say hello to all of our listeners in the UK.
Hi, UK.
How are you? And our super fan, Doug. This is for Doug.
This is for Doug.
All right. This one, Doug, this is for you, buddy.
Thanks
so,
for listening.
Yeah. Also, our interview with James Boyle is up, and his issue comes out this week. If you want to pick that up, the Pathfinder Hollow Mountain number 3. He is the regular cover A. He did a cover for every issue except issue 4, so he may be the tough variant to get. He may be the regular
Ooh.
Cover. He's all over the place. Mm. But issue 4 is the only one he didn't do. And you can check out that interview that Lou and I did with him. And that's up right now.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice, healthy plugs at the beginning.
Yeah.
Well played.
So, I have something awesome that I'm going to do. You ready for this, Leander?
No, why is it always me?
Because I bought this to wear during the
You're
podcast.
You're the co-host.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep.
I'm
going to wear this
God,
the whole
no.
time.
Oh, God, no.
It is a Jigglypuff hat, so I can put you to sleep in style.
Wow.
For those of you at home, Leander is having
a
very
yeah.
strong reaction to this right now.
Because it's too hilarious.
It is. I had to buy it.
For a quarter?
No, not for a quarter. It's worth about a quarter.
Over
in my
a little
eyes.
Bit. Yeah, it's just the eyes are off center.
Oh, you're taking a picture
yeah.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is what you do.
Yeah,
audio
podcast.
Listeners.
Yeah, if you
yeah.
can hear it,
you can wait.
He can post that right on Facebook now with the magic of smartphone technology.
There,
there it is.
They all heard the snap, right?
There it is. Yep. Good. Yep. You're part of the experience, Doug. Yes. Doug, that was for you. So, all right, let's how is everybody? I'm okay. I got a hat. Leander, how are you?
Whoa.
Let's talk about it. You're cold.
Yeah, cold. It's back. Cold weather.
Yeah. Couldn't keep it away.
No. But two things. First, I know the fans are dripping with anticipation.
Whoa. Holy crap.
What are they dripping with?
Let's not ask those questions.
I don't ask those questions.
Mm-hmm. I just thank you for dripping.
Yes.
It does mean a lot to me.
Just do it over there.
I just podcast.
Yeah, don't bring that
over here or something. It might be infected.
Yeah.
She'd probably go to the doctor. But I am not moving away.
Hooray!
Yay!
I mean, you know, it's a mixed bag. It's a hooray, we get to keep Leander, and it's a bummer for you.
Yeah, I didn't get the job, unfortunately, in D.C. But I was top two for a pretty big position, so I think that's, everyone already knows I'm on my trajectory, so you guys get me for another year.
Hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe a year. if you're lucky.
Whoa.
Yes.
up our game.
Yeah. Yes.
Probably.
I was thinking of bringing it down a little, but I don't know now. Not sure.
And then our new super fan, well, new fan, he's not super fan yet. Oh. Our new fan, Doug.
Doug.
Wanted me to do Leander's Dating Corner. I haven't done it in a while.
It was a request
by Doug.
I forgot
to
about
do
that
Leander's
guy.
Dating All right, corner. That, yeah, that's I great. Forgot about the corner. It's still dusty, as usual. I had put some pictures up, and things were doing fine, but then some of the pictures fell down. I didn't put the right nail up, so...
I'm not sure where this metaphor is going.
I don't know. Is it still a metaphor?
It's still a metaphor for my life. So this Thursday, I'm going on a date.
Oh,
I know.
I was going to ask you to play Malfo with me on Thursday.
That's awkward.
Because he's going to do it. That's why it's awkward. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go play Malfo with you.
I'm going to instead do that.
I can't put this up until next Friday.
Yes, that way, this other person won't know that I played Malfo, so I went for Malfo. So I try to do something like, you know, not original. This is the word's not original. I was looking for like jazz stuff, like that would be cool. Or maybe like a theater thing, you know, stuff I wouldn't normally do. So that way he would know I'm a liar from the very beginning. That's not my normal life. And so.
It's amazing.
No, these are things I really wanted to get more into, but living in Glassboro, you can't do that.
The cultural hub of Glassboro.
There used to be a theater.
Did there?
There
used to be?
Yeah.
Yes.
The building's not there the anymore.
That's right.
Rowan ate it.
Yeah, Rowan destroyed ate the theater. I'm sorry.
So anyways, we're going to go see something about Oscar Wilde at a theater in Philly called the Lantern Theater. Okay. It's a smaller theater, and it's like a center stage and then seats around it. But it's like intimate, close. Like no matter where you sit, you have a good view.
That's cool.
So we're going to go do that, watch the play, and then go for coffee or tea afterwards.
Cool.
It's good, right?
That's normal. That's good.
All right. Good answer. Good answer.
Very good. Yeah.
I hope it works out.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So we'll see.
If it doesn't work out,
Malfo is
it's always on the table.
Yes. So right after the play, might just go like, nah, actually, coffee and tea. I got to go.
What's your gaming like? So
that's another thing. All right, so I did check out the things, like, what's important to me. And he said on the profile he's a big nerd. Like,
okay.
So that's a plus, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so we're in the good trends here. So we'll just see how it goes.
Cool.
But anyways, that's it. That's my Leander's Dating Corner update.
Hopefully he doesn't blow you off to play Malifaux with Ryan. That'd be weird.
He's also on this geek match, website, you know, where like, what games do you play? And when do you play? Thursday. Malifaux, I've been waiting for this.
You're going to have a long line of men waiting to play with you on Thursday. Ryan Young.
Gentlemen, this way. One at a time, please. I'm not that type of guy.
You can do a 3 or 4 player game. So. It's set up for that. So, anyways, Malifaux is a miniatures game, in case anyone doesn't know what the hell we're talking about. And the second edition wave came out, I think, within the last year or so. It's a great game. A lot of us are playing it, so worth it to check it out. And you can come also to the comic book store at
30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey.
And so if you come there on a Thursday night, you're likely to find some people willing to play some Malifaux.
Yep.
So, and when I move to Collingswood, I will probably be in Philly a lot more, too. So if there are places that play Malifaux in Philly or in the Collingswood area, please hit us up on Facebook and let me know.
There used to be a game store in Collingswood, but they closed. Natural 20? I don't know. They closed a while ago. That's old.
Yeah.
But...
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll do some searching. All right, Ryan Young.
Well, speaking of games, I guess my burning news is that I played Settlers of Catan for the first time.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy. It just never came up. Because I think it's because so many people have played that game that it's just like, you know, it's like we talked about. It's like the Beatles of board games. Everyone's heard the Beatles. It's just like, all right, we got it.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's try these other games. And then it just... Last night, somebody was like, let's play Catan. And I was like, I've never played. And minds were
I feel a movie montage coming on when you say that. You know, like, I feel like...
He's like setting up the board.
I feel like the 30-year-old version is what I'm seeing in my head. Pulling out Catan for the first time.
It was super fun. And I didn't quite get it at first, but I did a weird thing, and I had, like, all the sheep. Like, I was the sheep lord. I was lord of the sheep. I was like, who needs sheep? You know, and for people who haven't played, you guys might get this a little bit more. Nines were rolled an inordinate amount of time. Like, that should not happen on two six-sided die, but it was like nine. And it was I think it took us almost an hour and a half to play three-player Catan game because nines just kept getting rolled but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. That's probably the highlight. I also played a game called Dead of Winter.
What? I love that game.
The game is great.
Yeah, it's an amazing game. Yeah, Dead of Winter is amazing.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, you can go pick it up at the comic book store at
30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey.
But don't get it this week. Wait until next week because I'm probably going to buy a copy. Don't buy my copy. All right. I don't want to have to order it and then I gotta wait. And
right.
Then, in fact, if you come in, you see it on the shelf, just have them order you a copy because that one's mine.
If somebody comes in and says, I want Ryan Young's copy, Dead of Winter, I'm gonna sell it.
If they buy it for $20 extra.
if they do that, if they come in and say, I want Ryan Young's copy of Dead of Winter, then I concede it to them. But that's how they have to say it.
Yes. Well, that is a limited edition. You should sign it.
They should have to pay more. You're right.
They should have to pay more.
All the emotional attachments to it.
Yes.
Very true.
But, yeah, other than that, things are good. I recorded an episode of my podcast, Ryan Hates Movies, today. We watched the infamous Welcome to the Jungle movie, which has been on my list since the beginning.
Oh, man.
It was a... You listen to the podcast.
Oh, no spoilers.
I'm excited now.
It wasn't that great.
Oh, with Sharon Stone in it.
No.
She's my go-to pick.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was in it.
It's
a Van Damme movie. It's a Van Damme comedy.
Oh my god. I'm in. I'm still watching it. Is Dolph Lundgren in there too?
No.
I'm out again.
What about you, Tim? What's going on?
What's up, Sir Tim?
Not much, man.
Mr. Jigglypuff.
Just you know it.
Jiggly Tim.
Jiggly Tim. not as big of a fan of that one. For some reason, oddly.
Timely Puff?
That one's a little trickier. I like that a little better. The hat's getting burned when I go home.
Timely Puff.
Timely Puff. I don't really have anything too new. I've been working on the YouTube stuff. I've been just... All my free time has been podcast related.
Yeah, you have.
So you already know what I've been doing,
basically. You have. It's been...
I've been cranking it out and... You know, it makes everybody at my house cranky and they yell at me.
Yeah, wow.
So I just say,
I'm going to podcast.
I'm going to go podcast some more. Yes, it's the polite way of this 7-hour argument.
The way you do that is you jigglypuff them first. You don't have to worry about
it.
I'm new to this
jigglypuff.
Oh, jeez. How are we going to evolve him?
I don't evolve. I will never learn. I'm too obstinate to learn my original moves.
Just slap. And sing.
Yeah, no. No, this is not a singing voice. Slap, maybe.
Slap.
All right, let's get into some news.
Do it.
We have to start with my favorite piece of news probably ever in the history of news.
It's 2016.
Ever.
No way.
Oh, wow.
It can't ever. Be crazy.
This is better than, like, birth of my daughter.
Oh, jeez.
This is way up there.
All right.
And it just gets better and better the more they announce more things about it. Sex Castle is going to be a movie.
That's
yes.
Crazy.
It's actually happening. It is amazing. Get excited. Get pumped, Ryan Young. Get pumped.
No.
Although now that you told him, he can't go watch it as Ryan hates movies.
He would hear that name and he would just be like, something about this is familiar.
What is this?
Oh, I know that name all too well because I have nightmares about Tim trying to make me buy it every time I walk into the comic book store at 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey.
There it is.
Yeah.
Every time I walk in, time. Have you bought Sex Castle yet?
Yeah, he's horrible about it. He's
crazy. I tell you what, just read my copy. You don't have to buy it.
I already said that I'm just going to come in and read it one day and not buy it, and then just put it back on the shelf. I flipped through it. There's only 14 words in the whole book.
It's well written, those 14 words, I'll have you know.
Those are great words.
They chose their words carefully. So, I'm excited.
Nice.
And,
you know, straight, like movie screen. We're talking
movie. About, like, right, you ready for? This is gonna blow your mind.
Okay.
The producers is Joe and Anthony Russo.
Oh.
The directors for Captain America: Civil War
and
Avengers:
yeah.
Infinity War.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that
wow.
is big name people.
Yeah.
They're gonna produce it. The director will be Kyle Nuechek, which is from Workaholics.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
And Blake Anderson. I'm not sure who that is. He is going to be Shane Sex Castle.
Shane Sex Castle?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
at least as of this moment.
Right,
I didn't
sure.
know that, because part of the turnoff for me is the actual word Sex Castle.
Okay.
Agreed. I agreed.
I
can't get around that.
I
can't get around
like
that. Yep, I have a
and
tough
then,
time.
And then Cliff told me that that was his name. And I
right.
was like, what is it, like Jake Sex Castle? And he was like, close, it was Shane Sex Castle. Because I knew it had to be like a quote-unquote like manly name,
right,
you
yeah.
know? And I was like, that if it was called probably anything else,
yes, yes,
I would
yes.
give it a chance. But the word Sex Castle bothers me for some
it
reason.
It does for me too.
You'll come around.
I do have a tough time with the word Sex Castle.
Too bad. It's going to be the top movie of 2019. That's my pick.
2019.
I have no idea when it comes out.
Oh, just making up numbers.
I make shit up all the time. All right.
Need Jigglypuff us.
That's right. All right, so I'm super excited about that.
Well played.
Fox and their show Hellfire, based on the Hellfire Club of the X-Men, is having a bunch of problems already.
Mm.
They lost their showrunners, Evan Katz and Manny Coto. They left to work on 24.
Yeah, the new 24.
24 Legacy.
Yeah.
Which is weird because they already wrote a whole pilot.
No Kiefer Sutherland in this one.
Interesting.
They're recasting him.
Hmm.
With a black guy, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't like it.
What? No. But it's Martin Luther King Day.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean either.
We get a blackjack power. That's what it means.
That's what it means.
I don't know if he's going to be the same guy, but, like, you know, I don't know if he's going to be Jack Bauer, but that's what they said they're going to.
His name's going to be Jack Sex Castle.
Oh, if it is, forget. I mean, I'm not going to watch it anyway, but if his name was Jack Sex Castle, then doubly forget.
Sure, because there's already a Shane Sex Castle.
Yeah. It could be his brother.
His brother.
From another mother.
Interesting. So, I don't know how you feel about this. Now, to tie in with Hellfire, Legion is actually going well,
okay.
which is on FX, and it will be the X-Men character, Legion.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's already in its casting phase right now, and it's moving ahead strong. Everybody seems very positive on that set, where Hellfire, it's kind of Hellfire. So it's going to take place in a parallel universe and has nothing to do with the X-Men movies.
Oh,
which goes
well, then it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Which
it's
goes
a bad show.
It goes against it's a bad. It's Fox. It goes against everything they already said because they said they wanted it. It has to tie into the movies,
right?
Maybe it's in that terrible universe where X3 was before they retconned everything. Maybe he's there. He's like, crap. I'm still here.
It's a terrible idea because he needs a connection to the X-Men
right.
and the X universe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know there's. you know, a million X-Men so they could still have plenty of mutants in the show without it having the... But,
sure.
like, what does it hurt?
Right.
What does it hurt
Why?
To
yeah,
set it?
Right.
Well, maybe they'll have Cyclops or Wolverine, and it'll just be somebody else playing it.
And he's the son of Professor X, so...
But it doesn't even... they could do, like, what they do, on the other shows, like Supergirl or whatever, you know, like
Superman in the background.
In the background, or you know, you see him in a shadow and he flies by or whatever, and that's like it's do that sort of stuff without actually having it be, you know.
Yeah. It's gonna be tough. I can't see it getting past season one.
Yeah. I give it 4 episodes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, you're a 12er.
And I'm a 12er. You're a total 12er. That's weird.
I'm a 12er.
Hashtag 12er. So, this, it's actually looking like it could possibly make it out at the end of 2016. Like, they're moving that well on this.
That makes me even more nervous.
Right.
Where's the quality?
Well, here comes the quality. The plot basically has to do with early days of the government being aware of mutants. So it's an earlier... does that make it, like, 60s, 70s? Or is it just like, oh, it's current day, but hey, look, mutants...
Yeah, is it well in the in, well? I guess it's not in the movie verse because, like, in the movie verse, isn't Apocalypse and Jesus are like the first mutants,
right? Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apocalypse had the cool powers. Jesus was like, you know, water to wine.
Right.
It's like, well, that's cool and all.
Yeah, because it's already half water to begin with.
Right.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. He just mixed in some stuff. Sorry, Jesus.
That's all you can really say.
That's all you can say.
All you
can
say. I'm sorry if I lost your Christian listeners.
tell us, UK. John Barenthal, who is going to play the Punisher in Daredevil for Netflix, is going to play a DC villain in the next animated movie.
Yeah.
Get pumped. Justice League versus the Teen Titans, for some reason.
That doesn't even seem fair at all.
Yeah.
He's gonna play
just a bunch of adults abusing children.
Correct. He's going to play Trigon, which is Raven's father.
Mm.
I don't know.
All right, sure.
Yeah. Well, he's a big devil kind of guy.
Yeah, big demon kind of thing. Yep.
The promo art features Robin, Cyborg, Blue Beetle, Starfire, Nightwing, Beast Boy, and Raven.
The thing is, even though the idea of Justice League beating up on a bunch of kids sounds horrible,
sounds fantastic.
Everything that DC has ever done animated has been fantastic. Really, so I can't even be upset. I'm going to watch it anyways.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes, and they know that, and they're like, we just need to be at least this good, and Leander will listen.
Yeah, I think most people will pick up a DC movie, an animated movie.
Yep. I agree.
The other stuff, I don't know what they're doing, but
Ryan's like, I won't.
I just don't know where to get it. Are they on Netflix? Where do they have?
Fair.
Some of them are. You know. Some of them are, I think. They were.
Some
I don't know
of
if
them,
still
it's hard. It's hard to find.
I have a bunch. We'll watch them.
Together?
Yes, we'll hold hands.
All right, will you wear that hat?
If you need me to.
I do need
I
to.
I do, definitely. need to.
On my head? All right, so Jessica Jones confirmed season 2 renewal.
As it should.
As we all expected.
As we should. Great season. However, I have not read the comics.
Okay.
But.
We did get a comment on our YouTube that we were wrong about some things. But not a lot of things.
Oh, you did,
some
huh?
Things. Yeah, I like it.
Ooh.
I like it.
Yeah, no, that's good. Good.
Yeah.
So, thank you. I don't remember who your name is because I don't have it in front of me.
That's
thank
great.
You.
Well, we appreciate it.
You know what? And I actually, it's funny that you should bring that up real quick. Quick sidebar. Like, when I listen to Capes and Scowls, because I, like, know you guys, and, like, sometimes I'll, like, be like, no! Like, I'm, like, talking out loud, or like, I'll be like, no, I have something to say about this. So I think that there should be, like, I'll write it down when it happens, and then when I'm on the show, then it'll be, like, how we have Leander's dating quarter, it'll be, like, Ryan's rebuttals, and then I'll be, like, in episode, you know, 28, Leander said this, I disagree, you know, like, Lou said that he thinks that's wrong, this is the actual thing that happened, like,
that's scary, I feel like I'd get a lot of things wrong, I don't know.
I don't even try. To get it right.
Sure. That's kind of our charm.
But from what I've heard of the Jessica Jones season 1 compared to comic, like, they used a lot of the good ideas from the comic in season 1. Mm-hmm. And there isn't... So unless they're just going to make up something completely new, like, they kind of bled the source material dry already for season 1.
Yeah. That
so like. They might just go... off on their own, which is fine. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's a great show.
At least
show.
You were core to it in the beginning, so
right?
That's good.
Exactly.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So they tweeted a note when they announced it, saying how can I help you on stationery that says Alias Investigations? And I had a phone number, and the phone number, get a pen ready, is 212-256-1084. And if you call it, you can leave a message. It's a fake answering machine for Alias Investigations. And you can actually leave them a
cool.
message.
That's pretty cool.
I would love to hear some of the horrible, horrible things people sure. have said to that
dear
machine.
God, yeah. that poor woman.
What's the
that
number?
Poor woman.
What's the phone number again?
That phone number is 212-256-1084.
Nice. We should call it and say that the comic book store at 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey, needs some assistance, and then it'll be like maybe some kind of plug.
Probably not. No, they don't even listen to that thing.
No, they don't.
That's awesome. They don't. A-Force number 6 is going to come out in a couple months, and it'll have a theoretically.
Yeah, sounds good.
By the way, Secret Wars ended. I don't know.
It did actually end.
What?
And I got it in my bag.
I don't really want to talk about it too much without Lou, because we really got to dissect Lou.
That's Lou's
But I will say, just keeping that brief, is I like the ending of it, actually. But it did not justify, like,
nine
people
issues.
Could have had a child in the time that it took for this to come out. It
graduate was, high school.
Yeah.
Yes. Birth to graduation. In the
I grew a beard. Yeah. And it's just, it wasn't worth it. It was good, but it wasn't
this
big, amazing,
of course.
How do you do? So, A-Force number 6 is going to debut a new team, Kelly Thompson, who is the writer for Gem and the Holograms at IDW. And Ben Caldwell, which worked for DC for the miniseries Prez. So they kind of, it seems like Marvel's kind of doing this thing where they got really good people on the book, and then they leave the book, and you get new. And like, the art, and that writer's fine. My wife gets Gem. It's fine. It's close to the source material, right? The art for Prez is really good, even though Prez seemed terrible to me. The art that they released for A-Force number 6 looks really good. I'm not saying this isn't going to be good, but Marvel has a plan of 4 or 5 issues. You know, we throw all these good people on it, and then we just... Then they leave. They go do whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're stuck with...
They just hope you don't
completely,
notice.
Yeah, they hope you don't notice. You just keep getting it in your bin for 6 months.
Do you read A-Force?
I do.
Is it good?
It is good.
Right now, the writer is G. Willow Wilson.
Okay.
Who's real popular right now. Yeah, she's red hot.
She's red hot. She's like Zoolander.
Yeah.
She's kind of like Zoolander, correct.
I may actually be reviewing A-Force. Whatever. we'll see.
Maybe. So how do you guys feel about that?
I agree. And you know what? I already saw in some of the new issues, speaking of that sort of thing, like the advertisements for the next Marvel event.
Right.
And it's just like, my God, like Secret Wars just ended. Like, give us a break. Like, let the writers write a storyline before you interject more event stuff. And like, it's just making me go to Image. Every year I get closer and closer to being Image only.
Yeah. I was there.
Yeah.
It was a good life.
It was a good life. I was there when Marvel canceled all their books.
Uh-huh.
That's all I was getting.
I'm out of here.
And I was like, this is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it felt really good.
And then I added every single Marvel book back up again.
They're so good.
I know, they're really good. They're really good.
Damn you, Marvel. Damn you.
Because that's the thing. Like, I was going in, it would be like $8, $12.
Yeah.
And then I just went in there last week, and it was like $36. And I'm like, again with this? $36.
There was a time where it was zero. I had zero.
Yeah, I would go in there and there'd be
zero. Zero week? What does this mean?
What does it mean?
Family.
You all get ramen tonight.
You don't have to boil your Deathmate issues from 1993.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens when they switch it over. If they switch it over and it's horrible, the thing is now I know how to quit Marvel. I can do it.
Yeah, they taught us.
I go back, but I can quit.
They taught us how to quit.
I can quit the addiction.
You're right. I actually even I looked at my after that incident of $36 in comic books, I like wrote a list of what I'm pulling, and I'm currently pulling 22 different titles.
Whoa.
Wow.
Exactly. And I was like, this is
a problem.
I say wow, and I'm like about the same amount.
So. Because all those Marvel books are so good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to review a lot of them, so I'll see if there's some of the same ones.
And that's why even like, okay, and then this is a good segue into Ultimates. I was telling, he recommended that to us, and I was a little bit on the fence, but I put it in my bin, and then, so I was like, all right, I'll give it. And it's great! Yeah. And I love it, and it's a great comic book. But now I'm like, well, now that's on the fucking pull list. Sorry, I'm going to give me the curse. Sorry.
Ah, jeez, we're doing so good.
But, you know, like, oh, now this is on the pull list, too. Just add another one and another one, you know. You get a pull list. And
you get a pull list. Everyone gets a chance. And you're a 12er, so.
Right, so I'm in for the long haul now. Yeah. I'm never getting out of this.
Well, at least you'll have complete series.
Well, that's what I get.
Every year.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, and then they'll be worth pretty much nothing.
Still pretty much
nothing. Yeah. At least I have the story. Oh wait, they weren't good.
I couldn't figure out why Ultimate, what is it called? Ultimate Fallout number 4 was worth so much money, and it's because it's the first appearance of Miles Morales.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's not worth a lot, but it's worth more. It's like worth like, you know, $30 or something. Sure, and I was just like, right. But I was just like, why is that worth so much? It doesn't make any. And I'm like, oh, right.
That's
right,
pretty cool. All right. What else you got in news?
What, you want more news?
I mean, you can stop, but you're not going to. So let's move on.
I have two more pieces of news, and they're not very long. The next piece of news is an event for Valiant coming out called 4001 AD. It is a 4-issue miniseries. Mm. It'll be written by Matt Kindt, K-I-N-D-T, and art by Clayton Crane. And it takes place, the character Rye, takes place in the future with him and all new heroes fighting in the stars, is what they say. So it's a galactic kind of adventure, which is different for them. The reason I mentioned it is because Matt Kindt has written Divinity and Ninjak. Divinity was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was my pick for the miniseries of the year. So it may be amazing as well. And I like Clayton Crane art. I know not everybody does. It's a painted art style. He does really good. He did X-Force. He did Ghost Rider.
Okay.
He did Rye as well. So he's done a lot of different stuff. His effects on Ghost Rider were great, like the flame around the
skull.
I'm
interested in the fact that it's only 4 issues. Like, that's kind of...
That's how you do events.
That's how you do events. That's how you do events. That's a tight event.
Bam, done.
So it's a miniseries. Hopefully it's good. But I figured I'd throw that out there since we're a little more Image, a little more Valiant, a little more IDW and all of that. Sure. So, and my last piece of news is Poe Dameron, that guy from Star Wars, is set to get his own ongoing series. And the only thing that's interesting about that, per se, is that it was already confirmed before the movie came out.
All right.
It's not a spoiler.
And Charles Soule was writing that?
I don't have a writer for it yet.
I think that's who's writing it.
Oh, well, that would be amazing because he's writing everything and he's great. Shout out to Charles Soule.
We love you. If you want to be on the podcast,
please. Facebook us.
We should talk to him. I've talked to him on Twitter. He's great.
Yeah.
All right, so are we going to do some reviews or should we cut it and do it on a mini-sode? What do you guys want to do? I don't care. What do you want to do?
I don't have any reviews. I mean, I could, you know, I'll just talk about a comic that I liked, maybe.
Well, why don't you talk about a comic that you like right now, and then Leander and I will do a mini-sode.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All New Wolverine has been delightful. Are either of you guys reading it?
Rashid's been reading it.
Yeah, does he like it?
He likes it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. I got to get on the podcast with him. We're like, we're of the same mind.
That's true.
We're mind melded.
That's true.
We like all the same things.
What is it that you like about it?
It's fun.
Because he hasn't sold me yet. Even though he's so hyped and
it's
he loves
close.
It, he hasn't quite sold me
I
yet.
I think it's super fun. Mm-hmm. I think it's got, like, it's just, like, a great pace. Like, things happen. Mm-hmm. And like, because sometimes you read these decompressed comics, and, you know, it's, like, 6 issues in, and it's all nothing, and then the last issue, it's like, and then all this stuff happened, and then it's over!
Yeah.
I feel like things are happening, and things are, and it's, like, a well-crafted, like, story where it's not spinning its wheels.
Right.
I was a little annoyed that Doctor Strange was in the last issue, because, you know, he's my nemesis.
Yeah, but Rashid loves
Doctor
Strange.
That might be a deal breaker, you know, he is my nemesis.
Sorry, Rashid, you're not going to play Malifaux now.
As long as he doesn't bring up Doctor Strange, we're all okay.
I think that's the name of his army.
I think his crew, his crew's
Doctor
Strange.
No. But I like I think Laura is like a fresh take on Wolverine and like the archetype and everything. I think the story is cool. I want to know where they're going with the fact that there are these clones of her that don't have claws. They don't have a healing factor. They're just like human version. Yeah, they're just like human versions of her. That are called. There was a really funny shout out to the people on the internet because, you know, Doctor Strange is like, well, you're like Wolverine. How's that going for you? And she's just like, oh, you know, except for some of the guys on the internet. you know, like harassing me or whatever, because, you know, like a little meta, because they're all like, oh, Wolverine's a girl, that's lame.
That's awesome.
We're on the internet.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so a little poking fun at that, but like, that's what I mean, like, it's fun, it's got like a sense of humor, but it's still cool. If I have one complaint about it, it's that they kind of like PG-13'd her a little bit. Like, she doesn't kill. She doesn't, we've heard. Like, yeah.
Rashida said that, too. Yeah.
They PG, which, and they make a point of it, you know? Like, she's just like, oh, I could kill you, but I'm not gonna,
Do you think it's a point because at issue 6, when a whole new team comes in, she's gonna just start tearing people's heads off?
Right. I mean, that would be great.
It would be. So, we welcome a new team of people from other books.
Of, like, the, you know, I think all, like, we were talking about, all the all-news pretty much across the board have been pretty fantastic. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's the one, like, when I see it in my bin, I'm like, oh, I'm going to read this one right now.
Nice,
you know?
Nice. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
We all should have one like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just makes you happy. Mm-hmm. Like this podcast.
Aww.
Aww.
That was for you, Doug. All right. Well, that's all I got. You guys got anything you want to say before we get out of here?
That's it.
We love you.
Aww. Ryan Young loves you.
And loves to play Malifaux with you.
Yeah, so Thursdays.
So Thursdays at the comic book store.
30 North Main Street, Westboro, New Jersey.
Just line up. I can take all comers.
Yep.
Oh, wait. I just realized that. I will take all comers.
Maybe not that.
Or contenders. Contenders.
Contenders.
That's what you meant. There's no sexual innuendo in contender.
We're going to get to the point where...
Let's try it.
No, there's no way. There's no way.
I feel bad because now it's like, I can't go there on a Thursday.
it's going to look like a Jackson Pollock painting in there.
Just cut it. Cut it.